Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's the Hunter and Friend Show. Yes, I am live here tonight. It's 10 o'clock. I'm doing a special show. Haven't been on in a while. As you all know, I've been having some back issues, so I had to have that taken care of. I hope all is well in this heat. I'm telling you, tonight, you know, we have a special show. Since it's heat, we might as well turn it up here at the Hunter and Friend Show. Have a little sizzling topics for your ears. Some people that are going to call on, and we're going to just talk and chat about the world and where it's going right now. I have my caller on, 716-566. Who's on?
Isis.
Hey, Hunter.
Hey, what's up? What's up, sis?
Nothing at all.
What's going on in Buffalo?
Right now, my brotherhood's ride-through. So.
What's the temperature like? What's the temperature like in Buffalo? Because you're more further north. I'm here.
Hmm? Actually, it's nice today. It's actually 81 degrees tonight.
It ain't going to be that tomorrow.
No, it's going to be rain tomorrow. It's going to be pouring down rain.
Exactly. Well, I don't know who's going to do that here. 914-505. We got Boogie on the line?
That is me. Yes.
What's up?
How's everybody doing?
We hot, man, but it's okay. Since it's so hot, we're going to turn it up on the Hunter and Friends show. We got 347-768. Who's on?
You know it.
Who is it?
Me.
I can't hear her. Who is it? Hello? Oh, we get that sometimes. Anyway, ladies, gosh.
Come back.
I just wanted to turn it up. You know, I haven't been on in a while. I had some back issues, some health issues, and I needed to get that together. But I'm back, and, you know, we're going full force here at the Hunter and Friends show. We got so much to talk about. So much has been on my mind, you know. I've been seeing some, like, really crazy things happening. And Boogie said to me, you know, these people are weird. You know, and I said, yeah. She said, you know, you should do a show on why people are so weird. So I said to Boogie, you know, you're right. Because people are so weird. I even see how people, the way people are driving. We have, like, if you, as people on the road, and we're trying to always all get somewhere, you know, wherever our destination is, we try to get there the best of our ability and get there safely. But it seems like that's gone now. You notice that? Hello?
Yep, we're here. I'm still here, hon.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Did we have a caller?
No, we don't have a caller. We're just all talking. You know, we got a three on the line. 347-768 said something, but I still don't know who it is.
Well, you know what? I get tired of is left lane syndrome in New York and New Jersey. I'm like, people, I mean, is there something in these cell phones that tell people to stay in the left lane? Don't move. Don't move or she'll blow up. If you move to the right, you're going to blow up.
I think that a lot of people need to go back and do driver's ed all over again. Because you're absolutely correct. And that's really important to us, especially as riders, to have the left lane clear because we're always passing. So if you get a driver that's driving and he's occupying the left lane on cruise control, and then he's cruising while the other lanes are cruising, that becomes a hazard, and it creates a traffic pulse.
Absolutely.
And then, then shit just goes haywire after that. And then you have accidents. The left lane should always remain clear for passing only. And you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Or they look at you stupid when you look over and you go, like, what's up? Or you flash them to say, like, move over. You know, I've gotten the middle finger. I've gotten F you out the window. And I'm like, what are you, retarded?
it's a mess. You know what I'm saying? And then you got some people who don't even look. They just drive, and they don't even care who's cursing them out. They just looking straight ahead, child.
They don't care. But you know what, Boogie? It all comes down to, it's not just driving. It all comes down to, I shouldn't even say retarded, but when you're mentally challenged, that became the normal. Normal became the mentally challenged. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
it's hip to be
retarded. It's hip to be retarded, but it's normal to be retarded. That's normal. Retarded is the new normal. And normal is the new retarded. If you get what I'm saying, right?
Yes, you broke it down very
because
well.
Because for the life of me, but you know what? I say that because people are not living right, Boogie. They're not living right, Isis. They're not living right. And you know what? There's no one to say, hey, look, you're not living right. You're not teaching your child right. You're not paying your bills right. You're not conducting yourself in your friendship, your relationships correctly. No one is saying anything because they're condoning it. Why they're condoning it and why the government's condoning it, I feel. Because if they keep us stupid, then we're not going to know what the hell they're doing.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of people nowadays, it's a group collective thing. They don't have their own mind. There's no individualism anymore. It's just we're going to do this together. We're going to do this together. There's no individualism, so that part of people's brain and mind is gone. I don't see it happening these days.
You're right.
You know, you're so correct. You're correct. You're right. You're so right. No one has a mind of their own. It's so bad socially that it has affected us personally in our personal lives to the point where you have women and men having babies with each other that don't know one another. Now, you know, back in the day, you had to know a man in order to have his child. You had to be married to him in order to have his child. Now, you don't have to be married to him to have his child. You don't have to know him to have his child. And even if you get pregnant by him, or you don't know who your man is, I mean, you don't know who your baby daddy is, you could go to a show, test him publicly, let everyone know that you're a hoe, okay? And they can read it from an envelope, from your DNA, who you've been sleeping with, and who won the lotto to be your baby daddy. No, it is true. Some things are circumstantial, and I applaud all mothers that have their children. And even though these men are not half-witted or even have brains, and you don't have to be married to have a child. We know that. But I give my hats off to all the strong, beautiful women who don't have relationships with these men but are brave enough to have their babies, because a lot of them aren't worth the shit on a piece of toilet paper to have a baby with. So we are. So I'm very grateful that these kids are here. I really am. But then there's some dysfunctional ones that it shouldn't have happened.
Hunters, some females the stalker females who had a baby just to be stalking people. Those are the ones I can't stand. Make us have a bad name. The biker stalkers who have a baby by this dude. The baller stalkers who have a baby by that dude. You know, you make us all look bad.
Okay.
You know, Isis, you know, there was a psychiatrist who put out a book about a man who, one of her case studies, he was so popular that all the women in this community wanted to have his baby. So they didn't mind if he had a baby by the girl down the street next door. In a 10-mile radius, this guy had 12 kids.
Sound like my national baby. Sound like my national son. Sorry to say that. But he ain't got no money.
So going back to what Boogie's saying, while there's so much dysfunction going on and why people are weird, I think it's because we don't know what people, what their home is like. What do you think? We don't know what their genetic makeup is. We don't know who they learned
to behavior. Hunter, I got some brothers out front regarding that question regarding those baller mamas, baby mamas. The question was regarding how we got baby mamas, people who always having babies, like people who got money, mm-hmm. and making us look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had your back.
Okay,
these are brothers from the Brotherhood.
Okay, and what was the question?
The question was, I brought them the question regarding those baby mamas who are always trying to get the ballers.
Oh.
They happened to be walking by me when I was talking about it.
Oh, okay.
I know this.
Well, yeah. I have an answer for that. I think all the ballers should not let anybody know they have any money and see if those women will still line up for them. What do you think, Boogie?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I don't think they would. I mean, you remember a time when it was like you governed a guy by what kind of car he drives, right? If he drove a busted car, you know you wasn't talking to him. He just couldn't forget it. So, you know, I don't think the same concept applies to that.
You're absolutely correct.
Am I right? Am I right or wrong? I don't think it's the same.
No, you're
right. They don't care what the guy is driving nowadays. They just be like, oh, he's cute. And that's it.
We could take this back to our world, which is the circuit world. And I've always spoke about this on the show, how you could take the ugliest guy, and I'm sorry to all my brothers in our Brotherhood of the Circuit, and you could put a vest on him that says president. And even his colors may not even be so hot. But you put president on him, and all of a sudden...
Hunter, AJ, did y'all hear about that that football player who got...
Oh, it's not AJ. It's Boogie.
Oh, sorry about that. Did y'all hear about that football player who mistress killed him, his baby mama, today?
No, we didn't. Philippine.
No. I didn't.
Phillipin.
Oh, sorry. The guys were telling me just now.
Oh, really?
The mistress was hating, and then she went to the baby mama and killed the baby mama.
No, I didn't hear about that one. But that's another thing. Why are so many football players, turning, flipping? I don't understand it. Like, a lot of football players are really stressed out and they're turning. I don't know. They turn on the women that they say they love. And this is happening more and more and more.
So yeah, it is.
It's becoming a norm.
I think that for all of our men of color that are in NFL, NHL, I don't see many in NHL, National Hockey League, but NFL, NBA, I mean, I think all of them, when they come out of college and they get these big contracts, they need to take a course on how to manage their money, how to keep their morals and dignity, and how to build a fortune. Because they just go out and they play these sports and they live their lives reckless. And they end up in the paper or they end up as a casualty. And I think that's really sad because I know a lot of them went to college, but a lot of them are not, not using their minds right. And look at the drama that's unfolding. You know what I mean? So, athletes are normal too. I mean, I'm going to touch on something that is probably taboo and forbidden right now. But, I mean, look, they have they have personal issues, demons. They're regular people, but they're athletes. And you would think that because they do such high-power sports, that these issues would just burn out of them. Because let me tell you, I'll be so damn tired if I have to run a decathlon, if I have to play football, if I have to play basketball. I wouldn't have time for a personal life. But then you look at someone like Bruce Jenner, who struggled for so many years. He won gold medals, and that shit wasn't good enough. Because deep down inside, he was Caitlyn. You know? I'm not making fun of him.
But he looked good, though. He looked different. He definitely looked different.
He does. I didn't even recognize him. But this is a man who won a gold medal in front of and who represented our country. Not saying he did a great job doing it, but deep down inside, he was struggling with all these issues. So to me, if we get these people mental health, you know, we could start to rebuild our society again. Our society is dead, gone, lost. These are the times of the walking dead, where people are walking, but they're dead.
They
don't know
they
what's going
are.
On.
Yeah.
They don't
are,
have a clue. But that show, The Walking Dead, that's exactly what's going on. I wrote a poem about it. People are not in touch with reality.
No, they're not.
And the government
tell you, I'm
here.
Yeah. Times are definitely changing.
You got people. Now, listen, I'm telling you, I'm saying that. The two highest rates of HIV, the highest rates of HIV reaches Hispanic and Black community. All right. To me, if you know this, why the hell are you not in a committed monogamous relationship that you know that your spouse is not cheating and you love one another? So you don't get this horrible disease that there's no cure for. But instead, our race is still going out committing adultery, having babies with strangers, people that they don't know if they're HIV positive or negative. They're still behaving recklessly. That's mental. If something is bad for you, why are you doing it? That's mental. I mean, am I wrong?
Nope, not at all. You're right.
You're not wrong.
Stigmatism.
I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of flack for talking on this about this because I have never been this raw, as my dad calls it, raw, about anything. But I have to, these are things that I said to you, but you said, wow, you know, I don't know if it's the medication for my back, some back medicine, for my back surgery. I don't know. But, like, I got in clarity. I had epiphany about the world. I see right through it.
Right.
We have to clean our lives up. It's only going to get worse. And, you know, look at all the people in the prison system who they're treating like animals, and they come out. What help are they getting to be rehabilitated back into society? None.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on, ladies. Help me out. It's hot. It's sizzling, man. It's sizzling.
It's been all day long. It's been very humid, very muggy. Tomorrow's supposed to be the same way, 96 degrees. And I'm not liking that, but, you know.
Yeah,
but,
listen, I just like to make my public service announcement. It is going to be hot tomorrow. Please use soap and water when you wake up.
Oh.
I'm still here.
Everybody.
And powder down. Powder up everything. Powder. Powder, folks.
Yep. If you got the Red Sea, part your Red Sea. If you got some inflatables, part the inflatables and throw some powder, please.
Okay.
Please.
So
anyway, we moved on. I got to move out of that subject because it just gets too much for me and the way everybody's behaving and going crazy in this world. What's going on new in the circuit? Anybody want to talk about it? Anything that's going on?
The rally was great. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The rally. Boogie, she actually, shout out to Glenn, East Coast Bikers Association, and the twins, of course, they're on the committee for it. So listen, Isis, on what's going on with
the
East
it was
Coast
a good
Bikers.
Time. It was a good time. Everybody, you know, it was full. It was on full. We had live bands. We had live party tent. I'm like, it was a nice turnout.
Oh, nice.
From
wow.
Thursday to Sunday. And it was
so
no
you
drama.
Gave a number,
we had theater.
Uh-huh. If you gave a number, how many people would you say showed up?
Let's see. It was 354 on that side. And then we had another 300. We had one side of the gate was 354. I know that for a fact because I worked the gate. And then on the other side, the RVs, it had to be 75 to 100 RVs. And then we had cars. So I say it was a good, they maxed out 1,000 people. Rotating from Thursday to Sunday. Yep, like 1,000.
That's a great turnout.
That was. And it was no drama. Like there was a rumor that there was drama with the dominant club, but it wasn't. It was a civilian that had the issue. And I do have the newspaper article if you need it to be posted.
Boogie, she got the newspaper article.
Huh?
She has a newspaper article to clarify. You know what? That's beautiful. And people always have something negative to say. The same thing in Myrtle Beach. We had a great year in Myrtle Beach. You know, the only issues we had were people who were not in our motorcycle community. And, you know, we had the issues of the loop and of the traffic incidents and people who passed away while they're down there. And I always say, what a horrible way to go when you're on your freaking vacation and you actually, mm-hmm. you know, someone's passing away on their vacation. That's not cool.
No,
you know,
that's
not cool. So, you know, so tell me, so right, people rented RVs, they were chilling, and you guys had a great time, it was great food. I'm just really proud of you guys. The twins, it's always on it. The twins are actually on our committee for Bike Week down in Myrtle Beach. And I thank you for helping me last year, this year that just passed. You guys rock. Serious, I love you. Shout out to you too, sis. So what else is going on? Boogie, let's talk about your because Hood Riders had their barbecue, their appreciation barbecue and King James Memorial.
Right. That was awesome. And I was just so elated. It was such a great turnout. There were so many bikes there. Everyone was having a good time. There was no drama. It was nice, man. It really was. And it's just so good to see that people come out, you know, in the circuit to support the family, you know, and be a support to his mother. You know what I'm saying? I think that means a lot to her to see everybody come out.
It really does. I actually call, shout out to Miss Pearl. I call Miss Pearl my mommy. She's my motorcycle mommy, my NC mommy. And I thank you, King James, for sharing your mother with us. You know, I think without his passing, I wouldn't have known such a beautiful woman. And I love her, and she cares so much about everyone. Mm-hmm. She holds us down, and I love her for that. You guys had great food. They had Fix It on there. Yo, Fix It can F up some jerk chicken, man.
Yeah. That's my boy on the grill, yes.
Yo, I think, Isis, you should taste Fix It jerk chicken.
Oh,
that shit was pure Ebola.
And some other things, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That
shit
right about
would
that.
Cure
Ebola. It would cure. What else would it cure, Boogie?
Some of everything. I mean, every disease. I can't even name them all. This would cure that. Everything comes out when you eat that chicken.
The flu, leprosy, the plague.
That's
yo,
my
Isis.
Boy.
I love Fix It, Isis. You guys, can you hear me? Anyway,
but you
they
know
need
what?
To come down.
Each time he's on the grill, he's like, he's going to make sure you taste his recipes. You can't leave there without tasting his recipes. Oh, wait a minute. Let me throw a little of this on the side. Let me put a little of this on the side. I'm just cracking up. My guy is hilarious. That's my boy.
Yo, Isis. You guys.
Hunter, wait. Y'all, I got a good one for y'all. I'm at this party right now, and why you know how people walk by you and be like, I'm going to get a bike because they see all the other bikes, and they be like, I'm going to get a 600 to start, and knowing they like 6 foot for six.
What?
That's funny. He's the dude is 6 foot six. He's like, I'm coming out next year. Ain't never been around a motorcycle, but he coming to get a bike. A 600.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to walk away because they talking so loud. I had to walk away. He said, what bike you ride? I said, you don't want to know what's my CC on my bike. My bike don't count. You get your little 600.
Yeah, okay. So first of all, I like to say, Isis, how tall are you and your sister? Let's just bring it out.
One more time, please.
How tall are you and your sister?
Oh, 4'11", 5 feet.
And what do you guys ride?
300 Booster, and sometimes if I'm lazy, I ride a 600. My sister rides a 750 Classic. Honda Shadow. She's still too short.
You hear this, Boogie?
Yes, I'm like, awesome. A Booster is nothing to play with.
No, it's not.
As long as my feet up. I ain't gonna lie. My feet down, I might have problems. My feet up, I'm good. My feet down, I might have problems. I might fall. I ain't gonna lie. I fall down. I got no feet. I ain't got your height.
Boogie.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, that R1, and when we were down in Myrtle, it was a wrap.
Okay.
She was like, I sat flat-footed on this. We have another caller, 973-931. Who's on?
Hello, it's Dimples. Calling in
from
Suicide Squad.
Dimples.
All right, how y'all doing?
My girl Dimples.
I'm great, Dimples. I'm great. I'm so happy to have you girls on because that definitely changed the monotony of it. First of all, Dimples, what's going on in Jersey this weekend? Any events going on?
Jersey, tomorrow we have the all-female flag football teams going on tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock.
It's going down.
That's right. That's right.
It's going down.
Boogie's actually a part of that. So we're going to actually turn into doing – we're going to actually talk about that now. I was invited, but I have too many ailments and injuries. And I know y'all don't want my black butt up there with some Bengay ones. Asking for a sandwich after I took two flags. So tell me, how did all of this get started with this flag football and with you guys? Let's talk about that.
Well, it started off with it's a club, Musu Riders, that sponsor it. It's the second annual all-women's flag football game. Mm-hmm. So they're doing it just the proceeds will go to the Elizabeth Packers Pop Warner team and the Musu Educational Foundation. So, you know, we always willing to help and support the kids in the community and just make sure we give back as Motorcycle MC Riders.
Wow. That's really beautiful. And I'm proud of you ladies. How many people on the team?
We have like 13 members.
13 members.
13 members.
And you guys,
yes.
Like, do you have to wear, like, little cutie shorts and stuff like that or no?
Oh.
Well, I guess not if I'm on the team, Hunter.
we have Boogie on the team. She's definitely ready to go for tomorrow.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't do it without the Dimples. I need you there.
No.
So what positions do you guys play?
We're going to be playing offense and defense. Right now, we're playing all positions, really. Whatever we need to, you know, fit in and play and help the other teammates and stuff. And like I said, it's a fun charity season pre-kickoff game.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really nice. I'm actually going to try to make that. What time is the game and tell us where it is?
Well, the game will be the starting game will start at 2 o'clock. It'll be at the Waterfront Park, 172 Front Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. For any contact information, you could dial at 1-888-275-4883. And the admission is $5.
Let's hook up Dimples on Facebook, Boogie Passman information. Let's push this hard. Let's get these ladies some support. Definitely, I will try to make it. I will definitely try to pass this information out. Let's send out a late text tonight and ask people to come out for the cause and support you ladies and what you're doing. I commend you. I really do. Because, if I didn't have my injuries from my accident, I would definitely be there joining in on this. I haven't even ridden my bike this year. I haven't, Boogie. I still haven't ridden. I haven't ridden my bike out. I did ride that R1. in Myrtle that we gave away. But but Nasty Nate has been neglected, and I've definitely
That's right. Don't neglect Nasty Nate because you was on the R1. Don't do that.
Oh, I know, I know. I cheated on my Nasty Nate, man. I'm telling you. You know what's crazy? What I noticed, ladies, that Nate's engine was a lot more hotter and purred a lot more than that R1. Nate has a torque. I have an R6, and it has, to me, it takes off just as fast as the R1 or even faster, so I guess I got to stick with Nate. But going back to
You know what? Because that bike got special powers, yo. I'm just going to tell y'all right now. I'm like, that bike got special powers.
Oh, Nasty Nate?
Yeah, Nasty Nate got special powers.
Well, you know what? First of all, I think, listen, Nasty Nate is actually a little retarded because when you kick him into gear, you know, like y'all was leaving me last year. It's like, all right, y'all, we getting on 95. We better blow. And then you kick it. I kick Nasty Nate into that second gear. And then, I'm sorry, to third gear, getting on, and he just goes, and I'm like, come on, Nate, come on, Nate, come on, Nate. And he goes, and then you take off. I'm like, that's right, baby, we in the game. Yo, it's almost like looking at a horse racing aqueduct. And I'm a jockey coming along. Yo, my bike is a little slow, but it's okay. I love him. So let's get back to this. It's flag football. So tell me, what is the objective? What is the difference between football and flag football? So I know it's flag, so you got to capture flag?
Nah. You can explain, Dimples. I'd rather you explain because I'm kind of new to the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I am too, Boogie. You know, like I said, you know, it's just something, a charity. You just go out to support the kids and stuff. So it's more so just wearing like a flag around your waist and, you know, instead of doing tackle or, you know, you just have to pull the flag off each opponent waistline. That's how we plan it tomorrow. So it's something new to us ladies in the MC world and stuff. And like I said, it's going to be a very eventful and joyful day tomorrow, even though it's going to be hot, but we ready and up for the competition. I mean, we practiced for a long time with Coach Bo from Moving Target. So we got a lot of different MC clubs. We coming together as one, you know, sisterhood and just support each other.
That's what I'm talking about. And I hope this grows for you guys. You know, anything I could offer is being a cheerleader. You know, and I told Candace and Boogie, I'll do that for a couple of sandwiches. So.
And I like to shout out Boogie for, you know, the dedication of coming from New York to Jersey, you know, just to practice and showing how dedicated, you know, she is to the community and giving back to the kids and stuff. Really appalled.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I like to, that's right, shout out to Boogie for that. Shout out to all of you for doing that. You know, even though you're in Jersey, you're still loyal because you show up for your practices. And you're actually going out there and you're doing the damn thing for the cause. So a big shout out to all of you, including my homegirl Candace. Big shout out
and
to
Candace.
I think she's in a bad location, so she can't make a connection. But I'm sure she wanted to say a few things, but she can't get on. So
yeah, she also travel long distance.
Yo. I can only guess.
I appreciate
where
her
at.
Though, because when she first asked me, I was like, football? Oh my goodness, that's a whole other level. I'm used to playing basketball. But you know, I'm glad she asked me. I'm really grateful that she asked me because it's helping me to learn because I never understood football. I was like, what is that? Like, everything stopped every 2 seconds. I used to be so mad about the football. I'm like, yo, why they stop every 2 seconds? But I see why. Because it's very intense. It's very intense, and it's going to make you work.
Well,
football's going to make you work.
My understanding of football is vote for the team that has the best butt. That's the best. And to me, that was the Steelers. So we have a caller. We have a caller, 201-709. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Bo Moore.
Hey!
Hello, ladies.
Hey!
Coach Bo. What's Coach up, Bo? Hey.
Coach.
Yeah, I'm like stuck. I'm like stuck in traffic right now. What's going on, ladies?
Hi, welcome to the Hunter. Welcome to the Hunter
Molly.
Friends Show. This is Hunter that's speaking to you, and I want to welcome you on my show, and I'd like to also invite you back because I would like to hear, you know, some of what's going on with the team, what league you're in, who won, what are some of your strategies, how you pick your women, the women for this particular sport, and I heard what the cause is, and I think it's very beautiful, Coach. And you have been doing a great job because these women are coming back to actually practice and stick with you. And a coach has to be a really good leader, like in the MC world, the president has to be a good leader in order to be respected. And to me, so does a coach. So how do you do it?
I am in my zone. For one thing, I've been playing ball since I was like 9 until like probably a month ago. And from like 9 to like now, that I've been playing, so it's like in my blood. So I figured, well, it's best to go into coaching now. So the best way to do it is to get me a team, you know. So I asked the ladies, will they be interested in playing? And they were just like, sure. I'm like, yeah, right. But they came from day one for 6 weeks, 3 days a week, and it's like, just been blowing my mind every week that everyone shows up. And
wow.
They are so dedicated. I mean, we practice in the rain, everything. The heat, the rain, and they are here. They are so, so dedicated. And it's like I have a newfound family, and I just love these women to death. And the strategy, oh, we're going to run their boots off. We have a good running game, and that's our strength, the running game. And we have three good running backs, which are fast and can cut on a dime, stuff like that. So we're going to just run them to death. And they can be on your show. Well, listen, like the other team, I don't care.
Yes.
We're going to run them to death. You know, we are coming to take it all. And
that's right. Don't get it, baby.
The team is so intense.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, these ladies cannot sleep at night, some of them, thinking about this game. You know?
Wow. You know what's amazing?
Yeah.
I think that, and through things, you know, through sports like this and being a part of a team, which is, like you said, it's a newfound family, and you join something like this. There's a sisterhood, and you've created a brotherhood to your sisters. You're the only man, am I correct?
Really?
Are you the only male that's part of this for your team?
Oh, well, I've added a couple of guys to the – well, to help me out with the ladies. And they are –
to help me out. What y'all be doing to him?
Yeah, that's coach
said,
right there for
well,
you.
You know, being with –
And they call me Joe Jackson, y'all. They call me Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
You know – it is a lot working with a lot of women. I know my mom has all girls and I have all sisters. And for me, as a female, it's hard being around a lot of other females. It really is. It did something to me. Like, it's hard for me to have that connection with women because I've grown up with women. I don't know anything else, but to know that, you know, sometimes women can be a pain in the ass. That's how I look at it. So I've always been a tomboy. Well, I've hung out with a bunch of men. But I think it's so hard for a male to be in your shoes, you know, as a man, and he's a coach, and he has all these women that he's leading them to victory. He's leading them to different goals in their lives because by you doing this, you're teaching them that they're not just stagnant in their lives. They can go a lot higher in their education as mothers, as wives, as women. You know, I got to touch on something, Boogie, and it may be bad, and a lot of women probably go, really, that B-I-T-T-H? But you haven't noticed, like, really huge women will walk outside half naked, and I go, where the F do they get that self-esteem from? Because I would never do that. And I'm not that big, but they have the self-esteem. But I think it's beautiful because they're that strong inside that they believe in themselves. Because according to their society, we're supposed to look a certain way in public. And if we don't, we're supposed to feel bad about ourselves. And then you take the skinniest girl that looks like the supermodel, and she doesn't have the self-esteem as the big girl has that wore the leopard two-piece bikini and high heels. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing the damn thing, Coach. You're doing it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Especially as a man.
Yeah. And these women, my women are so, I mean, they have each other backs, man. They help each other out. I mean, it's a good thing to see it. I just love it because, you know, you have a lot of women that just so negative towards each other.
Yep.
These women here, this group I had, they love each other, man. And you can tell it.
They got each other's
backs. Yeah. I just love it.
You know what I like about you, Coach? Boogie, did you hear him, guys? He said, my women. My women.
Yes, we are. We are his women.
Yeah.
We are.
Look, and I don't let too many guys come around my women when I'm on the street. I'll be like, who is that over there? I'll be getting jealous, too. Nah, I have to protect my girls, man.
He said, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. But, ladies, I have to really hang up now because I'm actually driving and I don't have an earpiece and I see some blue lights flashing. So, you ladies take care and I'll see you guys on the field tomorrow.
Thanks
for having me on the show, okay?
And I hope to have you back on the show so we can talk about tomorrow's game. God bless you. Travel safe. And it was a pleasure. Thank you for being on the Huntsman Friend Show.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Wow, that was really nice. I think that's beautiful. I love it when people love each other. I really do. So, Boogie, you guys, do you have a full schedule for what's going on?
Say that again?
You have a full season schedule?
Actually, tomorrow's game, the winner is going to play another team on, I think, in August 30th. So the winner tomorrow will play in another tournament. August 30th.
Okay.
But, you know, other than that, I don't know what the rest of the schedule looks like. Dimples, do you know?
Well, Dimples got off the line.
She did.
Yeah, she did. But I understand why. I'm not going to keep you guys also. Isis, you still on? Are you still here? Well, we're going to wrap this up, actually. I just wanted to, you know, this was very beautiful, nice way of restarting the Hunter Friend Show at the almost the end of the
Hunter.
Summer sizzle. That's what I call it. Huh?
Hunter, can I shout out Top Gun Party in October?
Oh,
yeah, Florida.
Please. I'll be there. Absolutely.
Top Gun MC from Pompano, Florida, is having an anniversary party October 22nd and 23rd. So you can just, send my email address or their email address so you guys get information. Just in case somebody want to come down up here and go down there, because I'm coming from New York State, too, to go to Florida in October.
That's right. Shout out to them. Shout out to those guys. I'll definitely be down for that. I can't wait. They're beautiful people. They really are. Your brothers, and I look forward to that. I want to give a shout out to BDK, Black Dragon Kings and Queens. They had their trophy party July 3rd and 4th. I was supposed to make that, but I couldn't because of my back issues. So shout out to the President X and your club and all the great things that you guys do there in Delaware. Shout out to my sponsor at Yamaha, 399 Huguenot Street, the corporate Yamaha. Shout out to all of you guys who make it happen and put out safe bikes on the road, wave runners, ATVs, you name it, Yamaha has it. Shout out to Yamaha at Wheelsport, 399 Huguenot Street. The 24th and 25th at Wheelsport, it's going to be like a freaking Great Adventures for Bikers. We have the demo truck, the semi that's coming out with 2015. So that's an all-day thing. They take you out on tours, and you get to ride the new ride and just go home and talk about it, or go come back and buy it and mention my name and get 10% off. So shout-out to my sponsors, Frankie and everyone. Who else do I want to give a shout-out to? I gave a shout-out to Miss Pearl. Give a shout-out to my son, Potency. Shout-out to God, because without him, I am nothing. We wouldn't even be here. So, and shout-out to all my callers and my listeners, to Top Gun, to Isis and Mysterious. You guys always hold me down. DJ Torrent, Alex down in Myrtle for Black Bike Week. Our committee is going to be doing the damn thing for next year. We got hot things coming up from Myrtle Beach for Black Bike Week next year. And shout-out to you, Boogie. Thank you so much. I hope you'll be back on the show. You're going to be doing your Boogie's Poetry Corner. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, I will be. As soon as things slow down a little bit, I will be back, y'all. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I will be back. And a shout-out to you, Hunter. Shoot. I mean,
Thank you
went through an ordeal this week, and I'm telling you, you better take it easy. You hear me?
Yeah, I will. Boogie's always yelling at me because every time I have an injury or something, I'm just right back up. And Boogie's like, wait a minute. What the hell?
It's take a minute.
Right.
Doctor's orders. Boogie's orders.
A shout out to my boy Sean Felder, Excess Energy Drink. You're always doing the damn thing. Shout out to Snuff Productions, to AJ. We got to do a lot of catching up too. AJ is going to be coming on soon. We got a lot of shows on Power 100 HFM Radio coming up. We got Boogie After Dark. That's going to be coming up. Snuff Productions. We have a lot of things, great things coming up this year. Boogie, anything else you want to give a shout out to anybody before we go?
Okay, like I said, I gave my shout out already. I'll give my shout out. Of course, I got to give my shout out to Hood. I think we're going to have a Hood night coming up real soon, so stay tuned.
Exactly. And I want to give a shout out to the makers of Strawberry Rita. It's the PC Gas Facer, right, Boogie?
Uh huh. Oh, man.
I can only imagine what your show is going to be like, because it's going to be the After Dark. I do my shows Friday, regularly at 3:30 p.m. At Wheelsport in New Rochelle, 399 Huguenot Street. And, you know, I can just only imagine what Boogie's show is going to be like after dark. I guess, Boogie, you'll have one of those shows that'd be like, it's Boogie After Dark.
Oh, man, you know what? I do have to sit down and get this concept together and figure out where I'm going to go with it and what areas I'm going to discuss and what kind of fun I'm just going to have. Like, nighttime, it should be fun time, so we don't want to be so serious, you know what I mean? So I got to figure that thing out.
Exactly. Well, I'd just like to thank you all for calling into the show and talking about it. Talking about our hot sizzle topics here on the Hunter and Friends show on Power 100 HFM Radio. I just want to wish you the best tomorrow, Boogie, and, you know, I'll try to make it there with some Bengay, so in case you need it.
Not even that. I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, like, I could do it. I could do it. Your mental got to be right. Once your mental's right, your body will fall into place, and that's how I'm going to look at it. So
that's
I'm all
right.
Boogie. I'm okay, you know what I mean?
And if all fails, I'll come and I'll bring you a sandwich.
we going to play to win tomorrow. We are playing to win.
That's right.
So.
You go.
No
you
other
go,
outcome.
Girl. Do it
yep.
for the little children. Oh, I want to give
it.
A shout-out to my girl, Chops. Chops was actually in the emergency room. She had put on Facebook that she was having some female problems. And I hope she took care of that, and I hope they let her go home. Chops is very dear to me. Chops is the legend of, and the last of the New Breed MC, and Mount Vernon, and we miss Chops, and Chops is a very important part of our show. Am I correct, Wiggy? We really love her. She really rocks out with us. And I want to give a shout out to BSVAC. It was the commander's birthday at BSVAC, and I just want to wish him a happy birthday. And I love you, Dad. You're the best. You rock. And we're going to be doing BSVAC is one of my official sponsors. And what we do there is we save lives, and that's what it's all about. As bikers, we need to do that. I want to give a shout out to Lost Boys. They're out there in Ocean City, and they're traveling everywhere. I just ask God to watch over them. And to all my biker brothers and sisters, I just like to ask you to please keep God first, because without him, we are nothing. And please don't let our bikes rule us to the fact that we become so selfish that we forget that we have families at home, because our children need us, our spouses need us, our family needs us, and families come first. So I just want to thank you all. Isis, I love you. And it's my twins. I call them my twins. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for calling in the show. And I will definitely see you next Friday at 3:30 p.m. live at 399 Huguenot Street at Wheel Sport Yamaha in New Rochelle. Thanks, guys.
Have a good one, y'all.
All right. We'll be right back.